The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. NASA, what's the story, Harley?
Well, they've got this the satellite or the spacecraft that's been flying around Jupiter now for months and months and months, more than a year. It's called Juno, and today, tonight, in just a few hours, it's going to be taking a very close look at the Great Red Spot, that is this gigantic storm that's approximately twice the size of Earth, that's been underway, they think, for many hundreds of years. They think stargazers first saw it in the 1600s. We've been closely looking at it since the 1800s. They don't know why it continually runs. It's like a hurricane that never ends. So they're going to get a first chance to take a good close look at it. And we should learn a lot about how it works, you know, and more about how Jupiter works. It's going to be pretty interesting stuff, I think, most folks.
God. Beyond my understanding, I have to say, Harley, beyond my understanding. It gets closer to home, can we, please? Donald Trump.
Yes, we can do that. Ivanka Trump and President Trump have announced $50 million to help women entrepreneurs, which may, you know, put paid to the idea that Donald Trump doesn't like women, doesn't want to do anything for them. That's what the left is all saying ever since he's elected.
Yep.
You know, it's nonsense. Now, you know, he employs an awful lot of women, and they're in big and powerful positions, including his daughter, of course. But anyway, this will be part of a new fund at the World Bank to help women entrepreneurs. It'll help them get their hands on capital and other support. This fund has about $325 million in it so far. The president's going to add $50 million to it, and probably more after that. As the World Bank president, Jim Yong Kim said, he said, this is not a cute little project. He said, it'll spur real economic growth and critical investments all over the world for women who are trying to transform their lives and the lives of many others. So it's pretty exciting stuff, and this shows that, you know, he's an equal opportunity.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, I just think, yeah. I mean, Trump said he'd drain the swamp, and by the things that he says and what he's doing, it's entirely different from anyone else, even in the Western world, and hence the G20. The speech in Warsaw was astonishing. The business about climate change, he stood up to them on climate change, and we're facing the consequences of this here, and now female entrepreneurs. I mean, the bloke has ability, but the left won't give him any credit for anything. Tell us about the museum in New Jersey.
Well, I wish I could work this out with them to get a sample, but I don't think it's going to happen. This is the Liberty Hall Museum in the city of Union, New Jersey. It's in the middle of the state, sort of. They found, when they were redoing their wine cellar, nearly three full cases of Madeira wine dating to 1796, nearly as old as the United States. They also found 42 what they call demijohns, which are large glass jugs.
Yeah.
That may hold spirit too, going back to the 1820s.
I don't understand if you've got a wine cellar, what do you mean they found them? You'd know they were there or you wouldn't you?
They didn't know. They didn't know they were there. Three cases sitting in a dusty pile back in the back of the wine cellar. It must be a pretty sizable wine cellar.
Must be.
This is a museum. The museum president, John Cain, says he sampled the wine and he said it's good. It tastes like sweet sherry.
200 years old, eh?
I have a feeling a lot of money down the road watching.
Yes, Harley, well done. There he is, Harley in the United States of America. It's 8:30.